I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, a conversation with Bazil Ponick. He's president of the Native American Student Association at NMU, with more about the upcoming Indigenous Peoples Day. Here's Bazil Ponick.
So Indigenous Peoples Day is a holiday that celebrates and honors Indigenous peoples and commemorates our histories and cultures. It also recognizes the past and current state of colonization for Indigenous peoples worldwide. And it celebrates that fortitude and resiliency that Indigenous peoples have to continue their Indigenous ways of life. You know, parts of our cultures and languages and histories have been lost in the past, and they're also in danger of continuing to be lost today, but this day, it reminds us of our responsibility as today's Indigenous peoples to reclaim our indigeneity.
We are talking with Bazil Ponick, who is president of the Native American Student Association at NMU, for our Wildcat Wednesday. Indigenous Peoples Day is coming up. When is it, and what's going to be happening at NMU?
Indigenous Peoples Day this year is on October 12th. It's split up into two separate parts this year. We'll have our opening ceremony on NMU's campus in the Academic Mall from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then for our evening session, that'll be all over Zoom and also live streamed on our Facebook page from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And what's going to be happening? I understand you have some presenters, some speakers, and some other information that's going to be shared.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited because for our opening ceremony, we'll actually have a few different speakers there. One includes President Erickson. He'll be doing an address there, which I'm really excited about. We'll also have President of ASNMU, which is our student government on campus, and a few CNAS faculty members. And for our evening session, our keynote speaker is Frank Adewagijik, and we'll have a few student panelists and faculty panelists and community panelist members to discuss Indigenous Peoples Day. And then we'll close the day with a celebration of music by a local Indigenous band called Wawiea.
Now, this is intended, Bazil, is it not, for all to take part in, because you're trying to get the word out about this and also to let people know that this is something worth recognizing.
Exactly. Yeah, especially this year, being the first year that NMU has officially recognized Indigenous Peoples Day, we'd like this to be an introductory year to educate others on the basics of Indigenous Peoples Day and what is Indigenous Peoples Day, why does it matter?
Yeah, that's kind of a thing also that's the whole idea here too, isn't it, is an educational component. Why is that important to you?
For me, it's important to educate others about the plight of Indigenous peoples. It creates a better community for Indigenous students on NMU and as well as in Marquette if the public recognizes the resiliency that Indigenous peoples have.
So people, that if they have questions, they want to find out more, what's the best way to get more information about it or to make sure they mark it on their calendars?
The easiest way to find more information about this is to look on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NMUNASA. Or if you would like direct links to each event, the opening ceremony is tinyurl.com/IPDNMUOC. And then the direct link for the evening session is tinyurl.com/IPDNMU2020.
That's Bazil Ponick, president of the Native American Student Association, with more about Indigenous Peoples Day at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindela.